I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Pear Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, you've probably already heard, we broke the story last week, that Bishop Chamber of Commerce and Information Center has received an eviction notice from the City of Bishop. On June 4, 2025, they were formally served with a notice to vacate their current location no later than October 30th of 2025. While the idea of eventually relocating was not unexpected, they have been in discussions with city officials for several years about potential new sites and timing, and tone of this notice came as a big surprise. As the city owns the building, we do not have the option to challenge this decision. We understand and share the community's concern over the planned demolition of the iconic A-frame building. This location has been our home for more than 50 years. From here, we've welcomed millions of visitors to our region and supported countless residents and local businesses. Despite this setback, Bishop Chamber of Commerce remains strong and committed to our mission. Our small but dedicated team is focused on continuing to serve their members and support the local economy. We are currently evaluating options for a new location and will keep you, the public, informed as plans develop. Thank you for your continued membership and support of the Chamber of Commerce. Together, we'll move forward and continue to build a vibrant future for our community. Tawny Thompson, Executive Director. Well, many of you know Laughing Parrot Production has come out with a new show called Bridging the Divide. It's a brand new show dedicated to fostering civil discourse and understanding in today's often polarized political landscape. Our show's central premise is to provide a structured debate format, bringing together a conservative and a liberal viewpoint to discuss current events at the community, state, and national levels. Stacey Powell is our liberal host and Joshua Nicholson is our conservative host. Here's a couple of local comments. This is what the world needs. I hope we can come together as Americans and not as adversaries. We all have to live in this country together, and not one side will disappear just because we think they are wrong. Thanks for creating this platform. You're welcome, Joel. And Rhonda says, great job bringing things into the light and bridging the divide. We do have some good constructive criticism from like Wayne. He says he likes the dialogue, but maybe have future guests have their stats a little more prepared and know a few of them well. For example, well, you know, watch the show. And yes, Wayne, we do agree with you. As we said at the end of the show, we've learned a lot already that we can't just spit out stats, we have to be able to back them up. Thank you very much. Tune in to Bridging the Divide at lpptv.us or Laughing Prayer Productions on YouTube. At 10:10 on Saturday morning, White Mountain fire units were dispatched to a vehicle versus motorcycle collision near Dobie Meadows Road in remote Mono County. Upon arrival, White Mountain medics found a male motorcycle rider suffering from major traumatic injuries. Immediate life-saving intervention were started on the scene. Battle-borne medevac helicopter out of Yerington, Nevada, which had been requested to the scene, landed within minutes of arrival of ground units. Patient was loaded into the helicopter and transported directly to a trauma center in Reno. White Mountain Fire would like to recognize the initial witness who stopped and applied multiple tourniquets, which were most likely life-saving and allowed time for medics to arrive and provide more advanced care. The driver of the car was checked out by EMS and refused transport. Thank you to the Vining Fire, Battle-Borne Helicopter, CHP, Medic 3 Crew, Mono County Dispatchers, and USFS LEOs for their coordinated assistance on a hectic scene. Our most sincere hope is that this patient will recover from this terrible accident. Thank you, White Mountain Fire Department, for being there. All right, and for today, KSRW is proud to introduce you to Carolina Sandoval and her new show, Contacto Latino. I probably didn't say it right. Carolina's show, Contacto Latino, will air today on Monday and Wednesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. beginning today. Here's what she has to say about herself. I'm Carolina, a Colombian woman, passionate about life and personal growth. I studied journalism, broadcasting at the University of the Toma del Caribe. And today I found my purpose and motivational coach and wellness coach. I'm dedicated to promoting holistic well-being and authentic happiness. I believe in the power of motivation to transform lives and awaken the potential we all carry within. My mission is to guide people through the transformation process, helping them achieve a more fulfilling, conscious, and balanced life. Well, Carolina, we are really happy to have you. Tune in today at 4 o'clock. And don't forget, it's every Monday, Wednesday, 4 to 5 p.m. It's our Contacto Latino. I'm Jason Brown, bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, for nearly 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and more. Thanks for listening.